He has truly been good. Amen. We serve a good God. I praise His name this morning. Thanks for everybody being here this morning. Good morning, Drift Run Church. Good morning to you all. Praise the Lord for each and every one of you being here this morning. I'm going to be over in 2 Samuel, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 28th verse down to the 31st verse. When you find it, let's please stand. Read God's Word together if you're able this morning. If not, just as you may remain seated. 2 Samuel 14, 28 through 31. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Now I'm going to stop right there just for a second. I'm going to tell you something. If you went 2 years without feeling God's presence in your life, if you went 4 years without not seeing the king in your life, I believe you need to get to an altar somewhere, don't you?
Amen.
That's not my sermon. But Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem without and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. When he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said unto his servants, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom and said unto his house and said unto him, wherefore have thy servants set my field on fire? I want to preach to you this morning, when God sets your field on fire. Let us pray. Father, when we come, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would be with us, Lord, this morning. Be with this sermon, Lord, this morning. Be with those that are gathered here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that hearts and minds and souls would be opened up, Lord. For, Father, truly, truly, Father, you are, Father, the way, the truth, and the light. Your Son, Jesus, you sent to this earth, Lord, to where we can have that way and that truth and that light in our hearts, Father. We ask you now to go with us, Lord. Anoint my lips. And Father, we will give you the praise this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. I got to thinking about this. Because he was being ignored, Absalom did something. He was being ignored. He said he wanted to get the king's attention. What he said. He wanted to get the king's attention. So he sent for Joab, and therefore Absalom sent for Joab, and he had sent to him the king, but he would not come, would not allow him to see his face. So he did something very drastic. He sent his servants to set Joab's barley fields on fire. That's what he did. Everybody in this church, listen to me, has a barley field. I want you to understand this. Everybody in this church has a barley field. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a mom. Maybe it's a dad. Maybe it's a grandparent. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a job. But everybody in this church has a barley field. Every person does. I'm here to tell you, you do. And I got to thinking about that. And it's something dear to your heart, maybe. Maybe it's the apple of your eye, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just something you just feel that you cannot live without. Maybe it's that. If something or someone, if something happened to them and you would be heartbroken, maybe even you would be devastated. Maybe so. Maybe even hopelessness would set into your life. I do not know. I can guarantee you, if something like that happened, it would get your attention. Can I have an amen? And Lord willing, this morning, I want to tell you something. I want to preach about that. If God set your barley field on fire to get your attention. Absalom set Joab's field on fire. It said to get his attention. Joab he wanted him to set up a meeting with the king. Not only did he try to get his attention once, but if you read the scripture there, it goes on and says this, and he said he did it twice. He tried to get his attention twice. He said, therefore, Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. When he sent again the second time, he would not come. But Joab still didn't come. Let me ask you a question this morning. Does God have to set your barley field on fire to get your attention? I'm going to tell you something. A few years ago, he set mine on fire. I've told you this story many times. Whenever Brian was born, my son, my only son, didn't know for sure what was going to happen in his life. Ended up having two or three surgeries, open heart surgeries. Ended up having that many to try to correct a problem. But I'm telling you, God got my attention. He set my barley field on fire.
Amen.
It took that to get me to where I would concentrate and focus on what he wanted me to do. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't know what your barley field is. I don't know where it is in your life, but I'm here to tell you, every one of us has got one, and I'm here to tell you, to get to God to get your attention, he will set your barley field on fire. Joab didn't come. He said, Absalom believed he had no other choice. That's what Absalom believed. He said, because he felt he was being ignored. I'm here to tell you this morning, you're only going to ignore God for so long. You're only going to ignore him for so long. I don't care whether you're saved. I don't care whether you're lost. You're only going to ignore him for so long. Then God's going to set your barley field on fire. And he will get your attention. He will, whatever it may be. I'm here to tell you, God will get your attention. God may be dealing with you this morning about something. I can't go back here and open up your hearts and open up your mind and look into you and what God's dealing with you about. I have no idea what that is, but I can hear to tell you something. If he is dealing with you, he's trying to get your attention. Don't let him set your barley field on fire to get it. Maybe he's dealt with you more than once about something. Maybe he has, and he still can't get your attention. I'm going to tell you, he will get it one of these days. You may be ignoring God. I don't know. And again, I mean, now the crowd's small. I may be preaching to everybody that's in the choir in here this morning. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, God does not give me sermons and give you teaching for no reason whatsoever. You may be someone sitting in this church this morning, and God has been wanting you to get serious about serving him. Those of you here the other night, and I'm going to bring this up, if you remember the lady that stood back here and testified the other night, Wednesday night, real good friends of mine in Tinks, and I've told this story for years. Her husband come home one time from work, told her, I'm going fishing and I'm never coming back. So they just had a little boy. He said, I don't want nothing else to do with you ever again. Set her barley field on fire. She ended up, me and Tink counseled her for a year or so there. And finally, she admitted. She said, Dave, she said, I never was saved. She never knew what it was. She'd come to church. She'd pretend to be. She'd pretend to be this. She'd pretend to be that. But she never was saved. And God got her attention. He set her barley field on fire and she got saved. And I'm going to tell you something, there's no person any more spiritual than what that young lady, that I shall call her young, she's my age, but that lady is now, and she's always been that way since that time. I'm here to tell you, God will set your barley field on fire to get your attention sometimes. He has tried everything to get your attention, everything maybe to get it. Maybe he's tried everything in his power. Now understand, he loves you enough. He loves you enough to set your barley field on fire. If he didn't love you, he would just let you go. But he loves you enough for that. He tries to get your full attention. Preacher, that doesn't, you may be thinking, well, that doesn't sound like love. Jesus said in Matthew 18, it said 18:9. He said this, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off, cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell's fire. God understood It would be better for your barley field to be on fire than for you to spend an eternity in hell. To see your soul there, Mark 9:44. And this is what this place, this is what, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Did you understand that? Let me read that to you again. Read that, look at that up here where it says that. You can see it up here. It said, where their worm dieth not. Everybody has their worms. Did you get that? Where their worm dieth not. You spend up in eternity, there your worms are the ones that's going to eat at you the rest of eternity. There are some folks that have been brought down so low, God, you know, been brought so low, down low, because God needed to get a hold of them. I've heard a preacher say this years ago, and he said, whenever you're driven to your knees, stay there and pray, is what he's saying. God loves you so much that he'll burn your barley field to get your attention. You may have that emptiness inside of your life. I don't know. Again, I said, you may have that tossing. You're tossing and turning at night. Maybe you can't sleep. I don't know. Maybe you're not happy. Maybe there's an uneasiness in your life. I don't know. If you're lost, I can tell you this. Isaiah 57:20 says this. If you're lost, this is what it says about that. The wicked are like the troubled seas, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. That's how the wicked's life is. That's how it is. That's if you're like that in your life, and again, I don't know your life. I don't know where you're at this point. But if you're like that and things are just tossed and turned in your life and you can't have that peace and that rest, I'm here to tell you something right now. God will set your barley field on fire to get your attention to try to come to Him. Don't keep turning Him away. Don't keep doing that. He longs to come into you. Jesus longs to come to you and sup with you. He wants to do that. If you're lost, I can tell you here this morning, if the Holy Spirit's dealing with you and you come up here, I'm telling you, Jesus wants to come into your life. He wants to grab hold, lift you up. He wants to bring you and hold you and sup with you and love on you like nothing else has ever loved on you. Absolutely, He does. Absolutely. If you don't, if you keep turning Him away, you may find that your barley field's on fire and there may not be no remedy for it. Saul was on his way to Damascus, was he not? What was he on his way to Damascus to do? Kill Christians. That's what he was on his way there to do. He thought that he had a letter, he had everything he did, throw him in prison, try to get him killed, the whole night. Paul was on his way. When God set his barley field on fire. Acts 9:8, it says this, and Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. God struck him blind. God struck him blind. I'll tell you, would that set your barley field on fire this morning? If God took your sight from you? Would that do that? Well, he did it to Saul, who later became Paul. We know that. He said this of himself in Acts 27. He was zealous toward God. He thought he was doing God's will. It says in Galatians 1:13 also, for we have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He wasted it. Not only did he go in and throw them in prison, he wanted to make sure that they never talked about that Jesus ever again. God saw his barley field on fire. He set it on fire. He set it on fire. He thought he was doing God's will. God loved him enough. God loved him enough to set that barley field on fire for him. God loves you enough to get your attention to do that as well. God will sometimes take whatever standing between you and serving Him, He'll take it out of the way sometimes. Amen or oh my. Just ask Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than these? You know, he asked him, how many times did he ask him? Not just once, he asked him three times. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou these more than these? He didn't ask Peter if he adored him. Did you notice that? He didn't ask Peter if he had faith. He didn't ask Peter if he feared him. He said, Peter, do you love these more than, do you love me more than these? I'm here to tell you something. That's a question everybody in this church needs to answer, including myself. What he's asking, do you love the old way? What did Peter do? Peter went back to fishing. Remember that? Peter went back to fishing. He went back to his old way of life. He went back to fishing. I'm here to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, God has asked us, he said, listen, he said, you're mine. I don't want you going back to that old way. I'm going to make you fisher of men. Praise God this morning. God set his barley field on fire. He set it on fire. There came a time when God said, I don't see anywhere else in the rest of Scripture, you correct me if I'm wrong, where Peter went back to fishing, other than for fishing for men. I don't see it. I don't see it anywhere. Folks, I believe God has slowly been burning this nation's barley field for years. Yes, sir. Am I right? Oh yeah, he has set it on fire for years. He's tried and he has tried to get our attention. He has knocked on our heart's door, and sometimes we just get a little bit, and then some we go right back into the old way. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It isn't like he hasn't given us warning after warning after warning in this nation. He has given it to us. There have been shot across the bows, and I can go on and on and on. We've had civil wars. We've had world wars. We've had terrorist attacks on our own soil. Stronger and stronger storms. We've had diseases. I can just go on and on and on. God has been burning our barley fields. And civil unrest is no different today. It's not going to name God is burning it. And it's been a slow burn, but I can tell you right now, it has been picking up speed. Matthew 24, it says there'll be rumors, wars and rumors of wars. There'll be famines, earthquakes, and pestilence. Then it leaves us with this in Matthew 24:8. All those are just the beginning of sorrow. All those are just the beginning of birth pains. I say this quite a bit because I want you to understand this. What you see going on out there right now, you ain't seen nothing yet. The barley fields have not really started to burn real good yet, but they're on fire. That's just the beginning of sorrows, just the beginning of them. I believe God is burning the barley fields in churches today. Absolutely. God wants a church full of power, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what he wants in his churches. Absolutely. The power that has left them to Jesus told Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That what he told them? Not only has hell attacked the gates of some churches, I believe it's taking up residence in them. God is burning their barley fields. Absolutely. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. This message has been coming from a lot of the pulpits. But I'm here to tell you this morning, God has set the church's barley fields on fire. We have made sin less offensive. Heaven less appealing. Hell less horrific, for sure. And the gospel less urgent. Is there anything any more urgent in this land in which we live in than the gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached nowadays? Nothing. Nothing. We need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it needs to go out to a lost and a dying world. Attendance is down. Churches are closing. I could go on revival services. Revival services become more of a burden than what they used to be. I can tell you that right now. Look at something else in 2 Samuel 14:28, and I'm going to close with this. The Spirit impressed upon me, and I said it earlier, Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Brother said, there have been a lot of churches that haven't seen the king's face in more than 2 years. Can I have an amen? Amen. It's been a long time they haven't seen the Lord's face. I think everything's all right. Their church will stand. It's just like in Sardis in Revelation. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things, saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. He's telling them, you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. That's what he's saying. They had a reputation of being alive, but they were dead. Praise God. There's a lot of that out there today. Am I right? Amen. Amen. Wake up. God has already set the barley fields on fire. He already has. You may have an emptiness again in your life. I do not know. You're taught, maybe you're unhappy, maybe I don't know what's going on here this morning. But as they get a song ready this morning, I ask you this morning. Has God set your barley field on fire? If he has, he's trying to get your attention. He's trying to get it. Praise God this morning. Thank God that he's still working with us. Thank God he's still working on us. Thank the Lord for that. They stand this morning, please. If you have a need, please come this morning. Please come.